So the Gemara Pesachim says, "Bikish Yaakov legalas es haketz, v'nestaka mimen ha-shechina." And then the Shechina went away, and he wasn't able to megal the ketz. So he wondered, maybe there's a psul in my children, like Avram had Yishmael, Yitzchak had an Esav. So his children said, "Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad," which Yaakov says, "Baruch Shem Kivei Mechasel Mevoi." So the lesson Hagemara is that Yaakov came to be megal the ketz, and it was nostalgic from him. And as if Yaakov was not able to be megal the ketz. So instead, there was this conversation which took place, a very important conversation, this exchange of Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem, but that's not the ketz. Yaakov wanted to be megal the ketz, and he wasn't matzliach. Another lesson we find in Midrashim, the Torah Shlomo brings various nuschos of this conversation, is that Yaakov wanted to be megal the ketz, v'nista mimenu piv, that his mouth was closed. But another nusach, which we'd like to work with today, Mirtz Hashem, is that there's a medrash which says, "Kevin shira shechin al gavav." When Yaakov saw the shechina was upon him, Amar, he turned to his children and he said, "Have zehirin b'kvoidu shel melech." Be careful with the kavod of the melech. And that was it. So what does that mean? It seems very different than nistalka mimenu shechina, because the shechina is upon him. He's looking at the shechina, but he looks at the shechina, and he has the ability to say the ketz, not like the medrash which says nista mimenu piv. But instead of being megal of the ketz, it would seem he says, "Have zehirin b'kvoidu shel melech." What does that mean? How is this the climax of this entire scenario? And what does this have to do with the ketz? Because the shechina was there. We find Parshas Vayechi is a Parsha Stuma, where Vayigash ends, there's no break between Vayigash and Vayechi. And we find something also unusual in Seder Bereishis, that Parshas Vayetze also is unique, that it doesn't have any psuchas and any stumas. Although there's a break between the Parsha before and Vayetze, but the entire Parsha runs all the way through, without any breaks. And the same thing is true by Parshas Miketz. So what's the tzad hashav of these three parashas? That they show up differently in the Sefer Torah than the other parashas in Sefer Bereishis. This is somewhat of a segue into the sugya. When Yaakov comes down to Mitzrayim, so he's preparing himself to come see Yosef, and Yosef is preparing himself to come see Yaakov, like the Sfarim say, "Vayesa Yosef Merkavta," he was making himself into a Merkava. The Torah spends many psukim in describing just the coming down of Yaakov to Mitzrayim, and Yosef going up to greet Yaakov. And they meet, Yaakov says Kriya Shema, and Yosef is crying. What's the inyan of Yosef's Bechiyah? These tears of Yosef at that time. And also, of course, the famous question is, well, if Yaakov thought it was appropriate to say Kriya Shema, so then why didn't Yosef too? Many answers are given to that. Akapanim is something to be ma'ayin in. And lastly, the whole secret of the Ketanis Pasim, once we're speaking about the relationship between Yaakov and Yosef. So, the word pasim is a very unusual word. Rashi says, according to Chazal, that pasim is really Rosh Tevos. It stands for the tsaras on the life of Yosef. Potiphar, Secherim, Yishmaelim, Midyanim. The people really who are involved in the exchange, the kinyan of Yosef and coming down to Mitzah. What's the secret of pasim? That the Ketanis Pasim is named after these four merchants, so to speak, in the Kenyan of Yosef. Seems like it's a very unusual and unnecessary remez. So to begin, it's important to note, when we speak about the Ketz and the Geulas HaKetz, the Sfarim HaKadoshim tell us, and based on the Zohar HaKadosh, that the Geulas HaKetz is Tali, not in Azman, but it's Tali in Adas. Malah Ha'aretz Deyas Hashem. But since the whole Tachlis of Bria is to know the Ribbono Shel Olam, it was created for that purpose, begin the Ishta Moedin Lay. So the proper Hakara and Havana, the Hatzaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it in and itself is a Geulas HaKetz. What that means in Pnimius is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and Baruch Shem Kvei Mechasel Mevoed, which is a Tosefes Kishut, and the Hiskalalus, the Yichud of these two things of Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem Kvei Mechasel Mevoed. That's the Pirsum. And how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megali His Yichud in the world through this formula. B'Shema Yisrael, a Baruch Shem Kvay Machasel Nevoah. Just knowing that helps us understand the Gemara, the Midrash, that when Yaakov came to be Megala the Kates, what unfolded was the exchange of Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem. This is not something anderish, something separate from Gili HaKates. Gili HaKates is totally in Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem. And it's important to note that although as children we may have learned Bikish Yaakov Legalas HaKates means that Yaakov wanted to tell them that the date that the Kates would come, that's of course all Chitzonius. Like we just explained, Gili HaKates isn't a Zman. Gili HaKates is a Metzias. It's a revelation of Yichud Hashem. And Yaakov wanted to be Megala the Kates, Perusha HaPnimi, is that Yaakov wanted to be Megala Yichud Hashem in the world, meaning endgame, the grand finale. But since the Shekhinah was not there, or like the other Nesach, which we'll hope to explain, then maybe the Shekhinah was there, but the Shekhinah had other plans, and Yaakov understood that, and he said, no, Hevi Zahir B'Kvod Shel Melech. That's really the secret of the Kates. It's Tali in Shema Yisrael Baruch Shem, and hence, Pshat and Chazal, Yaakov Yikish Zagal is the Kates. It wasn't that they moved on to a different conversation. They were involved in Gili HaKates, but because Nistakim and the Shekhinah didn't sign off on it, there was no Gili HaKates. But why not? So the Gra says the following unbelievable taich at the Gemara Chagiga. The Gemara Chagiga asks its stira. One place it seems that the Malachim have six wings. Another place it says that they have four wings. So the Gemara says, Kam be'beis ha-mikdash kayam, v'kan she'em be'is ha-mikdash kayam. They have six wings when there is a beis ha-mikdash. When there is no beis ha-mikdash, only four wings. So one does the Gra. So the Zohar Kodesh says that the six wings correspond to the six words of Baruch Shem Kvay Mechusel Mavoy. That means b'zman she'beis ha-mikdash kayam, all six wings are there because the beis ha-mikdash personifies Baruch Shem Kvay Mechusel Mavoy. The beis ha-mikdash is Megala Kvay Mechusel Yisvarach. But when there's no beis ha-mikdash, there's something lacking in the wings of the Malachim. The formula of Baruch Shem Kvay Mechusel Mavoy itself is lacking. What's missing from Baruch Shem Kvay Mechusel Mavoy, says the Gra? The words Kvay Mechusel. All that's left is Baruch Shem, Leilam Voer. But the words Kavoy Machusar are lacking. And says the Gra, and also, Shnei Nevi Mestam Besignor Nechad, the Noam of the Melech is quoted in the after of Sefer, or of Yisrael and Pashas Vesher, saying the exact same word and the exact same remez. What we say in Hashem Kippur, Galei Kavoy Machusar Aleinu. Galei Kavoy Machusar Aleinu means to be Megale Kavoy Machusar. In Baruch Shem Kavoy Machusar Aleinu. Happens that after it has a different shot. He says Lo'ilam Voed is lacking, but the Gra and Lenim Melech says Kivoy Machusai is what's lacking, calls man that there's no Beis HaMikdash. Now let's explain. Yaakov Avinu, he knew the Kates. Harai, he wanted to be Megal to the Kates, but very few people were Zeichet to know the Soit HaKates. The Gemara says in the Medrash, only Yaakov and Daniel. Yaakov knew the Kates, Daniel knew the Kates, but they were both Toya B'Kates, or Nistakim Menoha Kates. How and when did Yaakov know the Kates? So the Tashbetz, which is from the Rishonim in his Shalos and Tshuvos, Chelek Beis and Rish Lamed Vav, he writes that Yaakov is Zeichet to know the Kates when he was in the dream of the Sulam. The Sulam was the Zman that Yaakov was the Skal of the Kates, and this is his Lashon. This is a Kilo Shemekalsa Malach Yashar Sakadosh Baruch Hu. It's the song and the praise that the Malachim sing to Hashem. V'shama ze Yaakov Avinu. He heard this. Ba'aloise b'mara ha'navua b'sulam. That in that navua, as he ascended the sulam, he heard the Malachim singing this praise. This is in line with the Medrash, which is elsewhere, that Moshe also knew the site of Baruch Shem Kvay Mechusel Mavoed, and he too was masik that when he went up to Har Sinai and he heard the Malachim sing Baruch Shem. Again, the Malachim praising corresponds to Baruch Shem, like we had said before. The wings of the Malachim correspond to Baruch Shem. That's the shiru which they sing with these wings. So Yaakov indicates, he saw it in the Sula. V'nira, that when Yaakov gave over to Yosef the secrets of Torah Shem Ve'ever, he gave him over the secret of Baruch Shem Kibarach Sol Mavod. He gave him the secret of the Kates. By the way, Agavurche, its Merum is also in the Lashon HaPasuk, that Yaakov was Echad to the Kates B'Sha'as HaSula. Because as soon as Yaakov woke up, what does it say? Vayikatz Yaakov Mishnasai. That from that Mishnah, from that Lima, the Medrash says, Mishnasai is from Mi Mishnasai. Vayikatz Yaakov. Yaakov is Zechet to the Kates. Vayikatz Yaakov. Happens to be Vayikatz Yaakov is the Gmatria, the Rashi Tevas of Baruch Shem Kvay Mechusel Mavoed. So he was zeichet to the gates. He gave that to Yosef. That's Torah Shein Ve'Eiver. Shame is Baruch Shein K'marchus on the void. And Yosef knew the Seidah Kates. Yaakov was zeichet in the Sula, and that was a Mayra HaNavua B'Chalayim, and he saw that Yosef was also a Baal HaChalayim. And he saw the relationship, and he gave him over that Chachma. The Chachma of the Kates. And the brothers are very afraid of that. And they sold Yosef to Mitzrayim. But Yosef was holding on to the Seid HaKetz. When he was in the boar, he came out of the boar. Why was that? Because he was mechavin the Seid of the Ktoinis Pasim, which is the secret of Baruch Shem Kareh Son Levoed. That's how he came out of the boar. And that's the pshat, Vayimshechu Vayalu as Yosef min HaBor. That Yosef was Vayimshechu. Yimshechu has the Oisis in it. Shem Kavayin Malchusai. Yimshechu, Mashach. Yosef came out. But more than that, Vayimshechu Vayalu as Yosef min HaBor is a gematria Baruch Shem Kavayin Malchusai Levoed. He was mechav in that site and he came out. And he came down to Mitzrayim. And he was framed by Yosef Potiphar, and once again he was thrown into the boar. But how come he didn't take himself out of the boar? When he was in the boar with the brothers, he was machav in the shame, brushing was on the boed, which is the kates, and he was able to come out. But how come in Mitzrayim he was thrown into the boar of Yosef Potiphar, and he couldn't take himself out? Why not? The Teretz says it's because he forgot the side of brushing was on the boed. How was that? Because he was choyte in Pnimius with Eishes Potiphar, although it was a very big victory for the Kedusha that he didn't act with Eishes Potiphar. But we know the Gemara tells us that there were 10 tipim which that they escaped his hands, and that's why he was in jail for 10 years. What's the Eimek HaPnimius, the fact that he lost those at Sarah tipim? The pshat is, he lost Kivoy Machusai. He forgot it. Because there are 10 letters in Kivoy Machusai. And connected the 10 oisiyos of Kivoy Machusai, Yosef lost that Mo's words, Kavoy Machusel, the magic formula, Baruch Shem Kavusel Nevoed. That's why he couldn't pull himself out. Because he could remember for the life of him, Baruch Shem. But he also remembered Loy Nevoed. But he couldn't remember Kavoy Machusai. Because Kozma, that Yosef hadn't been Choyti with her, that's Bechinas Beis HaMikdash Kayu. But since he had Azara Levatala, which is Bechinas Churban Beis HaMikdash, so he had to lose out. And of course we suffer from that because of the Asar Hirugim Malchus. But that's lacking Kavoy Machusai. And hence he had to wait 10 years in the boar, keneged the 10 letters of Kavoy Machusai. But Chazal said he was punished because he turned to the Sar HaMashkim to help him get out. V'lo panar al-Rahavim, that he committed a sin, so to speak, Chazal say, that he didn't have bitachon and he turned to them to get himself out. And for that he had to stay another 2 years in the boar. Until what happens, the Medrash says, V'ayihi mikitch nasam yomim. There was a kate. The kates happened. There was a gili of Ha'ar Baruch Shem Kavusel Nevoed. Kate Samachoshech. And he was able to come out. But because he had to spend an extra 2 years in, he not only forgot the Kvayr Machusai, but he also forgot Shem Kvayr Machusai. The extra 2 letters of Shem is connected to 2 more years that Yosef had to be in the war. So Kvayr Machusai is connected to 10 years, plus another 2, Shem Kvayr Machusel Nevoed. So now all he knows is Baruch Oil Nevoed. That's all he knows. And that's the pshat, Vayihi Sham Bavei Sabor. Sham is the shame, Kavei Machusai. There are always 2 years on the board, is Vayihi Sham, shame, Kavei Machusai, Bavei Sabor. With this, we can go back to our questions. And we can explain. First off, the interaction between Yaakov and Yosef. That when Yaakov comes out to Mitzrayim, he has in his hand Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And he sees Yosef. And he doesn't kiss Yosef because he sees that he was chayti with Eishes Potiphar. And Yosef cries. What does the two have to do with each other? It has to do with the fact that if Yaakov was saying Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, what was Yosef supposed to say? Baruch Shem Kavusel Nevoed. And that would have been Kates. But he didn't have the kates in his fingertips because all he knew was Baruch La'olam Voed. And that was the sign that he was chayitim, because if he couldn't say Baruch Shem Kavusel Nevoed, that means that he was poigim in the kates. He was poigim in Shem Kavusel Nevoed, which he did because of the Asara Tipim, which Kavusel Machusai, plus 2 years more, which is shame. This is the whole inyan of why Yosef is buried in Shechem. and Mechiras Yosef took place in Shechem, because Shechem is from Sefer Bereshit Tevos, Shem Kevoy Machusay. And by being bearing Yosef in Shechem is a hashlam of the case. Because if he knows Baruch, La'in Levoed, and he's buried in Shechem, that's a hashlam of the case. That's the secret of Yosef HaTzadik. What's very nice about this inyan is that the Sfar Magdashim tell us that the 50 days from Pesach to Shavuos, Shavuos is the Ketz, and it's connected to 50 letters of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Baruch Shem Kevoy Machusay Levoed. But we know that there's only 49 letters, because Baruch Shem has 24, and Shema Yisrael has 25. But the Zohar Kodesh says, and the Bnei Yisrael goes at this at length, especially in Parshas B'Shmois, Vayif and Koy V'choy, that La'asa Lava, it will be Uvo Baruch Shem Kevoy Machusay Levoed. And the Vav is the Vav Hachiver, which is the Hiskalulus of Shema and Baruch Shem. That's the site of the Yichud Hashem, which is a Gili Haketz. That's Shavuos. Like the Zohar says, B'Shavuos Yafka Megalusa. Klai Yisrael will leave Galus in Shavuos. Shavuos is the site of Haketz. It's a Gili Yichud Hashem. Panu v'panu t'i b'ashem mecham ato reso l'adah shem l'kim v'nam v'adai. So the Shavuos, we can't count Shavuos yet because the Vav is not as Galah. The Vav of Uba Baruch Shem should be in his galus negative words, but you can't be safe for it because it's the Ois HaChamishim, but the Ois HaChamishim is not there. We're lacking that Vav. What's interesting is this. The Zohar says that during the week of Hoyd, because we know that the 7 weeks correspond to the seven spheres, the week of Hoyd is what the Zohar calls Sharm Psuchen, that the gates are open during the week of Hoyd. Well, it's obvious why, because the 29th day of the Omer, which begins the sphere of Hoyd, is Pesach Sheni. And also within the sphere of Hoyd that week is Lag BaOmer. But if you take a look and you divide up the 49 days of the Omer connected to the 49 Oyesiyos of Shema Yisrael, so Shema Yisrael Shema Elokeinu Hashem Echad takes you to day 25. So day 26, 27, 28, 29 is from the letters Baruch. And after that, right, from 29, 30, 31, 32, 34, that spans the letters in of Baruch Shem, the letters of Shem Kivoy Machusay. I mean, Sfiras Chayit touches on the word Shem, the word Kavoyd, and even on the Mem of the word Machusay. So since Sfiras Chayit crosses the line of Shem Kivoy Machusay, which is where the Ikar work needs to be done, to be Megal, Shem Kivoy Machusay, which is what was lacking because of the Pegam of Yosef, so Chayit is Tarim Suchim, because that's the work. The work has to be done on those Osias of Shem Kivoy Machusay in the formula of the Ketz. So with this we can explain Miketz, Vayetze, and Vayichi. Like we had said before, Vayichi is a Parsha Stuma. And Miketz and Vayetze are also, they're Stuma in the sense that there's no Psuchas within the entire Parsha. Why not? Because according to the Tashbates, Vayetze, there's a Gili HaKetz in that Parsha. Vayetze is the Parsha of the Sulam. It was Megal Yaakov the Ketz, Vayiketz Yaakov Mishnasai. And also Miketz is a Lashon Ketz, Ketz Sam L'Chayeshech. The Ketz dawned upon Yosef, which is why he came out of the bar. And also Vayichi, there's a Ketz in Vayichi. So wherever there's a Ketz, the Ketz always has to be concealed. But since it's Harashava of Vayetze, Miketz in Vayichi, is that there's a Gilia Ketz, and it needs to be Nistam, it needs to be contained, it's not Nizgala, so Mamela, those three parashas have Stumas and the Napsuch. So we said before, the Medrash, which is really what we began with, Yaakov came to Megala the Ketz. He saw the Shechina atop him. Not that the Shechina was nostalgic. The Shechina was on top of him. But what did Yaakov say? Hei v'zehirin b'kvayde shamalchas. B'kvayde shamalach. What is that all about? Pshat is that he saw that the Shechina would have been maskim to the Gilei HaKetz. The Shechina says, you can do it. But a tzaddik is not megal of the Ketz. He waits for the Shechina to agree to be megal of the Ketz. And since Yaakov wondered, why was the Shechina not being megal of the Ketz? You know why? Because the Shechina felt that there was a pagam in Baruch Shem Kevoy Machusay Levoed. What was lacking? Shem Kevoy Machusay had not been yet misukin. There was no tikkun yet in Shem Kevoy Machusay. It still has not been misukin. It needed, of course, a sarhu gemalchus. We're still suffering from the fact that Shem Kevoy Machusay has not been fulfilled. It was the pagam of Yosef, the sarhu gemalchus, plus the shame. So Shem Kevoy Machusay is lacking. And Yaakov was markish that. Why is the Shechina not agreeing to this? Because there's no what? Shem Kevoy Machusay. There's no Kevoy Machus yet. And that's why Yaakov looks at the Shechina, and what does he say? Hevizar b'kvoy d'shal melech. That's what we need to work on. Kevoy Machusay is still lacking. Mele hevi zehirin b'kvoy d'shal melech. Careful with the Kevoy Machusay. What's interesting is that you find that Moshe is the Goyal. And when Moshe comes down to Mitzrayim, Rashi notes twice, based on Chazal, that ever Moshe and Aaron are dealing with Paro, they know Kavod Shemelech. Kavod Shemelech. So the Sfarim explain, we make a bracha on every Melech. What's the secret of that? Because Machusa b'kama shalom, Machusa Malchus Olamim, it's not that we're giving Kavod to the Malchus of Paro, we're giving Kavod to the Malchus Hashem, which is Nislavish and all the Malchi, Umas Olam. So that's what's called Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Olam Vod. When you're Megal that the Malchus Hashem is Nislavish in every single Malchus, that's the Seif HaKetz. So Mamela, Yaakov, he gave the Torah, Hevizim Kavod HaShemelech, and Moshe, who's the Gael, he implements that. And he's very careful in Kavod HaShemelech, because that's the secret recipe. If you could see the Malchus Hashem within the Malchus Shapara, that's the Seif HaKetz. And the case is Niskalah through Moshe. That's Hevizar B'Kavod HaShemelech. And let's go back to the secret recipe of the Kainis Pasim. We said Yaakov gave Yosef the Ketz. And that's the secret of the Kainis Pasim. So Pasim, the Chazal say, is Poitifar, Seicharim, Midyanim, Yishma'elim. What's that all about? If you make a cheshbon of all that together, it's Gematria Baruch Shein Kerem Achaz Olam Vod. And on top of that, Yosef, who's the Indian of Baruch Shein Kerem Achaz Olam Vod, he has that case, which is why he gets out of the first board, but he can't get out of the second board, because he's Lakashem Achaz Olam Vod. But that was his role, to say Baruch Shein Kerem Achaz Olam Vod. And he has two children in Mitzrayim, Menashe and Ephraim. If you take the Niloy, like I heard from my Rebbe, you're Memale, Menashe, Ephraim, it's also Gematria Baruch Shein Kerem Achaz Olam Vod.